Y'all ready to get her done? If you're a guest today, we apologize. We hope you'll return next week. Well, we thought about it. We said, you know, what can we do the fourth Sunday to really help people to Hillview understand what this is all about? You know, I'm not ashamed of the word blue collar. Because when I hear the word blue collar, you know what I think of? Work. There have been a lot of people in my life that knew how to work, that really, really invested in me having a life. It's interesting to me when I go to the Bible, Jesus said, the fields are white unto harvest, but the executives are short. Jesus said, the fields are white unto harvest, but the philosophers are few. Is that what he said? Or did Jesus say, the fields are white unto harvest, and the workers, the laborers, man, they're few. I want you to go to the end of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, and we're going to embrace that. I'm going to give you three things that I really highly recommend for us as a church. Now, first of all, I want you to look at your friend, your neighbor, your partner in crime, or your partner in spirit, hopefully, you know, here at the church. And I want you to look and say, you're a part of this. Come on, you're part of this. Waterworks man, you're a part of this. You know that? And now I want you to look at them and say, I'm serious. Now you got to say it like, I'm serious. Coach Riley, I'm going to take a commercial break. Congratulations on your win this week. You need to beat your big brother every once in a while, and God provided that to you. Now, I was proud of everybody and all the great things y'all are doing. Now, watch, I'm going to tell you about this. It's about being and doing great things every day. You're a part of this. I'm serious. Do it one more time. I'm serious. Because watch this. Y'all aren't really serious. I sit up here and I say, listen, I tell you what, I got this dream, I got this vision as you pastor, I got this truth. I expect every one of you to share with somebody in your range of influence the great news of Jesus Christ in the year 08. Y'all don't take me serious. Because you've been to church too long. A lot of you have been to church so long, you know more about the church game than you do the beautiful reality of Jesus Christ. Listen, I really expect you to share with somebody that doesn't know Jesus Christ the great news of Jesus Christ. I was asked the other day, somebody asked me the other day, he said, who are you going to support for a political presidential candidate? I said, my candidate hadn't occurred yet. I said, I'm waiting for somebody to stand up to the platform and say, listen, if you don't do anything, you're not going to get anything. I'm going to vote for that person. I haven't heard from that person yet because you know what? That person disappeared in our nation. But that's what this nation was built on. People that decided to do something so other people could get blessed. Everybody's got something to do. I know. Now listen, if you're looking for a church that's going to excuse you for living, you're in the wrong seat. In fact, I'm going to tell you that Jesus Christ has given us enough to have an incredible life. I don't matter wherever you come from. I want to give you our mission. People get better. Amen? Look at your name and say, I'm going to get better. Come on, tell them, I'm going to get better. How many of y'all would make a covenant this year? Mr. Carey, you got to get better. What do you think? Now, you're pretty good, but you got to get better than that. What do you think? How many of y'all think you're pretty good? You go, well, I'm a lot better now. You know, some of you saying, hey, listen, I only drink on Monday now. I mean, I'm on my way. But what? No. I want to live out what God wants to do in me. How many of y'all want to get that kind of attitude? I want to begin to live out what God wants to do in me and let's share it. You say, well, if everybody sees somebody come to the Lord this year, that'll be about 4,000 or 5,000 baptisms. Yeah. There's 65,000 unchurched people. That's in Warren County. Let's add another 25,000 in Barron County. Let's add another 15 to 20 out of Simpson County. Let's go to Butler County. Listen, whatever county you come from, you can take over half of that county is disengaged from the gospel. Now let me ask you a question. What do you want to do about this? There's three things this commission teaches us. Go with me. Here's what Jesus said. He called them together at the top of the hill and he said, this is my main message. I need some workers to engage. Jesus said, this is what it's all about. He said, now this is what I want my church to be about. He said, therefore, since I am resurrected, since the Holy Spirit has empowered me, since all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. First thing we got to do as a church is be a place of praise. Write it down. There's three things I'm going to give you today. First, how many of y'all are grateful that we get to come to church on Sunday morning? None of you feared your life coming here. We have the freedom to praise God. Don't take that for granted. Don't take it for granted. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we've taken that for granted in this nation. There are people all over this world today that are meeting in small groups in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing if they got caught, their lives would be finished. But here in America, because some people made sacrifice, because some people shed their blood, because some workers stepped up, you and I right now at this moment, listen to how I say that, at this moment in this generation, at this moment of time, we get to gather together as believers in Jesus Christ and freely express our faith. This ought to be a place full of praise. Don't take things for granted. Be grateful for what God has given. And guess what? Today, a lot of you have been saved. Some of you, guess what? A lot of you have been saved and all of you can be saved. Isn't that the great news we carry? A lot of you have been and all of you can be. That's why I wake up on Sunday morning. I don't look around going, well, this, and this. That's all it'll get it. No, God's got a possibility for everybody. And once again, look at your neighbor and say, I am a possibility. Come on. Come on, I want y'all to talk among yourselves today. Listen, every one of you, when you were little, you wanted to talk in church, and now that you've become adults, you won't say a thing. How many of y'all got in trouble for talking in church when you was a kid? You know what? You were doing what is natural. Jesus called the church to talk, to participate, to be engaged. I've told y'all this before. My ears are very, very small. My parents stunted. My father stunted my ear growth during worship services. Thumping my ears so I might hear the Holy Spirit. I read the Bible, and there wasn't a lot of sitting still in church. We made that up. I was glad to realize, Sheriff, when I read the Bible that most of what I'd heard wasn't true. That's why I was excited about the Bible. I couldn't find anything that we did at church in there. I said, wait a minute. Jesus, I like you. You dance in here. Yeah, you go read the Bible. As soon as they get across the Red Sea, what'd they do? They didn't have Bible study. They got out the tambourine. Miriam did, and you know she's good looking. She broke out that tambourine, and guess what they started doing? They danced because they were Jews, not Baptists. God delivers a Baptist, and they take up an offering. God delivers the Jews, and they throw a party. Amen? Maybe that's why Jesus was a Jew. It'd have been obvious if Jesus came into the world being a Baptist. We would not have salvation yet. It'd be hung up in committee. You know, he had to get somebody that could get it what? Done. It ought to be a place full of praise. How many of y'all ready to be a people full of praise? Therefore, go because you're full of praise. I am grateful that God will change human lives. How many of y'all are there? I'm giving you the bottom lines here at Hillview. We believe if you let Jesus Christ get into your life, you're not going to be what you used to be. We believe you can come as you are. Now, some of you that have been to church for a long time, I see you. You walk around Hillview and you'll see somebody coming in and they're ready to go to worship. And you get real nervous about that. I had a lady one time, she said, Pastor Steve, I can't believe these people are smoking out here around this church. I said, oh God, I give praise for it. And she said, why would you say something like that? I said, you have no idea what they've quit smoking. We are down to nicotine. See, it's where you start from, depending on if it's a bad, yeah. But I'm kind of glad we're the last smoke facility left in the county. We say, come as you are, smoking so that you don't have to smoke forever. Amen? That's why you need to meet who? Now, let me ask you a question. Is everybody welcome into leadership? Y'all did a lot better than 8 o'clock, and that's where most of our leaders are. At 8 o'clock, they went, yeah, I went, y'all bunch of dummies. How am I? No. Everybody's welcome into fellowship, and then God will bring some to lead us. Amen? That doesn't mean they're special. It's just the one God's chosen to lead us. Okay? but we got to get better before we can lead people. Does that make sense? I want y'all to know you're welcome. Just look at your name and say, hey, listen, you're welcome. Now, so watch this. We got to be full of praise, and we got to be full of people. We got to keep inviting people. Y'all say, well, there's no room in here. Yeah, there is. I'll show you how to make room. Y'all bring them, we'll create the room. Amen? Now, some of you who are very intelligent, highly intelligent, you're asking me already, Pastor Steve, if God wins, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people to His grace in 1 year, where are we going to put them? You know what I've come to the conclusion of? I'm going to let God worry about that. That's all right, God, I'm going to challenge you. If you can stretch the bread out and if you can make the oil flow, here's what I want to do, God. I want to be obedient to what you've told us to be, and then I'm going to see how you house the people. I just think God do a better job in the bank. God will figure something out. And then we got a lot of young preachers here, and they're just ready to preach. Here's what I figure. I believe we could worship 7 days a week. What do y'all think? Be full of people. If we worship 7 days a week, we can carry about 20,000 people through here a week. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Y'all ain't getting real excited about that. Dr. Cox, you ought to be jumping up and down. You ought to look like Miriam right now as a deacon. Amen. We're going to see this happen. Full of praise, full of people. And then guess what else we got to have? Full of workers. I mean, I already see this place full of workers. There's some things we need right now. Listen, I can't in the name of Jesus anymore just sit here and watch our young people be wiped out by the devil. Are y'all tired of it? I'm tired of kids on drugs because they don't have to be. But guess what? Guess when youth ministry starts? All y'all parents, here's when y'all get alarmed. You come carrying them in at 18 when they're pregnant or addicted. But you weren't carrying them in when they were 2. So parents, step up, man. Expose them to Jesus as much as you do soccer. And they will be missionaries. Give them the exposure. They got to be exposed. You say, well, Pastor Steve, my kid doesn't want to go to church. Of course not. That's part of being a kid. Your kid didn't want to take a bath either. I hope you threw him in the tub. Amen? Your kid didn't want to eat certain things, but what'd you do? Because it was what? Let me let you all in on what that is. I know it's going to blow y'all away. That's called parenting. Your job as a parent is to make kids do what they do not want to do. That's called being a parent. Their job is to look at you and go, I do not like you. Let me give you the secret. Look dead. Watch this. Look right back down on them and say, I don't care. It will rock their world. My kids told me many times, Dad, you know, I don't like the way you do things. I said, you ain't got to worry about it. At 18, you won't have to worry about it forever. I don't care how you like or what you like because I want you to have the best possible thing. That's what God's looking for. People that want to go for the best. Amen. How many of y'all want to go for the best? Watch this. I believe in all this stuff. I believe in caring for people that don't have food. I believe in mercy. I believe in social ministry. I believe in people getting better. But guess what? Now, here's where I'm a little bit different. I believe in people having jobs. And don't tell me there aren't jobs in America. That's a lie out of hell. 25 million Hispanics have found one. We don't lack jobs in America. We in the same place the Bible is. We lack workers. We got people who feel like there's just some jobs that are beyond them. But you know what I know? If you had to work to eat, you'd do what it takes. And I want you to get that attitude. Church, we got to be a church that does what it takes to make sure people hear the what? Gospel. The message. Look what Jesus said. Apparently this is important. And He said, go tell everybody. How many of y'all glad to live in Warren County? You don't have to go far to find everybody. Y'all cool with that? Hillview, I want you to know we're going to be a church of all kinds of people. Amen? So how many of y'all pray? Holy Spirit, keep us together. At Hillview, we have Democrats here. We have Republicans here. We have independents here. We have people that don't know what they are here. And we're all under one roof because guess what? Above all else that we are, we raise the banner of Christ. We are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing He has forgiven us our sins, given us a new life. We're destined to heaven, and that's the greatest of these. See the difference? Embrace that.
Here's what Jesus said, go do, go tell them. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Is baptism important? Apparently, Jesus mentioned it. And then he says, teaching them to obey everything I'm commanded. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus wants to be with you? Teach them. What are we going to teach them? Love one another. Live out a joyful life, guys. And guess what? Be in peace. You've been made by God. You've been redesigned by God. And God loves you. What, tell me, what is so depressing? Well, you don't understand, Bernstein. I don't feel good. You don't understand. Your feelings will never save you. You're still. If you're following all this feeling jazz, you are following Puff the Magic Dragon, the Age of Aquarius that never sprang up. They lied. Why can't you just say, they lied to me? If you're an old hippie, they lied. It never happened. Just huddling up together, holding hands, drinking a Coca-Cola doesn't bring the world to harmony. It's not the real thing. Jesus is. Amen? So we got to go tell the world. You ready? Three things. Let's be full of praise this year. Amen? So just here, let's practice a couple of these things. Tell your neighbor, I thank God you're here. That's praise. Come on. I thank God you're here. So we're going to be a church full of praise. We want to hear that rhythm. I thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. Thank God you're here. You ready? That's full of praise. Full of people. We need you. Tell you, we need you. Come on, tell them. We need you. David, we need you. Come on. Y'all aren't talking. We need you. Come on, it's participatory. Need you. We need you. Need you. Share that. Do it one more time. You're not convinced. Need you. Come on. Especially if it's your wife. Come on, try that. That'll help you out this afternoon. Need you. How many of y'all? We need you. We'd help you. Need you. We need you. Here's the third thing. You ready? Let's go to work. And let's tell the world that Jesus will change them and love them and save them. And you know what? He's and teach them to love one another as we are loving one another. And Jesus says, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God started a rhythm. God started a rhythm. Do you realize that? The world was wrecked, man, without rhythm. And guess what happened? On the third day, the cross, the resurrection, a new beat, a new sound, a new opportunity. God said, now we could be full of praise. We could be full of people, and we could be full of the work of the kingdom if we would just embrace it. Everyone is needed. There is a rhythm. There is a rhythm. It is already in motion. And God, this year, Jesus Christ, wants you to do your part. He wants you and me and His church to grasp the rhythm, to make the sound. So today, won't you become a part of the sound of God?
If you will stand with me. You're the missing rhythm. Right now at this altar, guess what? There's some people for the first time in their life. Here's what I want you to realize. Jesus Christ died for you. He's not a philosophy. He's not a religion. He's not an image. He's not just a teacher of what is good. He is the Savior of the world. And right now, if you would tell Him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. How many of you know we've sinned? Listen, there's people in here today that need to hear this. I want you all to pray. See, it's about all of us together. Guess what? Hey, can you imagine what would happen in this church if we all begin to get this attitude? Dear God, whoever is not saved today, please may they embrace Your grace. This is the most important thing that will ever happen to you. And today there's going to be some people saved. You ready? Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. You know what you're really saying? Forgive me and put new rhythm in me. Forgive me. My rhythm has run out. So God, now I'm going to ask You to come into me and begin to change me. I want on the journey. New rhythm. How many of you today will say, Lord Jesus, come into my life? Maybe you've already done that this week. There's been several ministries, women's ministry, men's ministry, just bursting forth all week long, and people have received Christ. Well, you need to come today and say, Pastor, you know what? I got Jesus in my life, and today I'm going to be baptized. Had some people call this week, and they talked to me for a long time, great people, and they said, you know what? I never have been baptized where I made that decision for myself. I would encourage you to make that decision for yourself. This is something I'm doing because I know God's in my life. I just want to encourage you to do that. I mean, y'all got a friend that you need to tell the story of Jesus to. Do you love them enough to tell them? You know what? Come and pray for them today. And we're going to release this altar today, the rhythm of God, the rhythm of God. People being changed today. Say, bring your problems today. Listen, we're in a great church. It's full of praise. Here at Hillview, it doesn't matter what you've been through. Here's what matters. Jesus died so that you might be able to go where He is. There's just a lot of stuff that busts us up, yeah? Now, obviously, at Hillview, we want you to come out of that stuff because it's going to bust you up, believer or non-believer. It's going to bust you up. We don't want you in stuff that's going to bust you up. Young people, we want a place that you can always get better. We're going to begin because of your faithfulness to God. That building's going to go up in this year. 209, at least there'll be rooms for the kids here. That's real. We're going to do what it takes. We're not going to be fancy. We're going to be effective. Let me tell you what God's looking for. He's had enough celebrities in the kingdom. We got enough of those today. He's looking for some workers. Oh, by the way, He's not looking for preachers. The end of the 20th century was the age of the preachers. There's more lost people today than ever. How about the age of the people sharing Christ? We hadn't seen that one, Earl. Where the people of the church have become the followers of Christ. If you need a relationship with Jesus today, there's pastors waiting to share that good news with you. If you've already received, and the Holy Spirit's already at work. If you need to just come and pray over an issue that needs to be healed in your life, come on. You know, God even sees our silent addictions. Amen? Nobody may know. Guess what? Every one of us has got stuff that nobody knows about. We all got it. But you know what? God does, and that stuff keeps us from being everything that we need to be. Oh, I wonder what would happen if we filled this place up with praise. Oh, I wonder what it would sound like if we embraced our friends with the love of the gospel message. Oh, I wonder what a place would be like where there were workers on the task of God. I got a hunch that place would be unstoppable. come and praise Him. Come receive Him. Come share Him. Come love Him. This altar's open in the name of Jesus. Please today, church, do anything but stand there. Come, let's pray together and love one another as He has loved us. In the name of Christ, you come. Especially if you want to talk about baptism, you want to talk about receiving Christ, you want to talk about life, you come right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you go. Come on, church. Come on.